More organizations are joining the crusade against political violence, intolerance, and the use of abusive language in the media. The latest is a civil society group, Pro Image Communications, in collaboration with Musica under the National Sports Authority. Soccer is being used as a tool to foster unity and promote peace among political parties. Gala matches will be organized for all political parties and other stakeholders to achieve this purpose. Speaking at the media launch, Deputy Minister of Greater Accra Region, Nijangma Vandapoy, said using soccer gala holds the key to political tolerance. We bring you a report by Yahya Kwamwa.
The use of intemperate language by panelists and phone-in callers, as well as screening headlines in the newspapers and the electronic media on political violence, is worrying. The Deputy Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nijangma Vandapoy, commended Pro Image Communications for particularly bringing all political parties together in one team to play soccer. This, he noted, is a necessary ingredient of democracy and very critical in national development.
There is definitely the need to put in place programs and activities that will unite us and bring us together as one people with a common destiny. It is in this regard that I see this event as a welcome respite. As a council, we have done it before and they expect us to do it. It requires the commitment, patience, and above all, a high level of political tolerance from all the political parties.
The CEO of Pro Image Communications, Nathaniel Ebo Nsaku, explained that the main objective of the Political Tolerance Soccer Gala 2012 is to create a team that has representation of leading members of the various political parties in the country.
And all the political parties have contested and have demonstrated that they are ready to play with their colleagues. We need to set the record straight and need to actually send a signal out there that they don't mean war.
That report was filed by Yahya Kwamwa.